news, real news, and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News brief. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's move to stop international student admissions at Harvard. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem warned yesterday that similar steps could be taken against other universities that don't cooperate.
President Trump has threatened Apple with a 25% tariff on all products if it doesn't produce the iPhone in the U.S. CBS News contributor J.D. Durkin.
Apple may be in the unenviable, very difficult position that a lot of publicly traded companies find themselves in. And they ask themselves the question, do we absorb this cost or are we forced to pass it down to the consumer?
The travel push is on for the Memorial Day weekend. For some, it's a time for parades and cookouts. This guy has a plan in Louisville.
We are hanging out at Grandma's pool all weekend. Well, that was the original plan until we saw the forecast. But we've got two college-age kids, and we hope to lounge by the pool.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The federal budget plan could require Wisconsin to pay up to $315 million more each year for SNAP benefits. It's said to be part of the GOP effort to rein in spending and extend tax cuts. The proposal would penalize states with higher payment error rates, potentially raising Wisconsin's share to 15% of program costs. Democratic lawmakers warn the plan could jeopardize food security for thousands of people. A worker at a Mequon senior living center is accused of reckless homicide after a resident died from a broken hip. Witnesses told investigators Aubriana Clark pushed the 76-year-old woman, but Clark insists she found the victim on the floor. The medical examiner ruled the death was caused by complications from the injury. Memorial Day weekend is upon us, which means state and county parks will be busier than usual. Brittany Merlo has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding us to plan ahead if you intend to visit a state park this Memorial Day weekend. Here's the thing. You may encounter some long lines to get in, limited parking availability, and larger crowds than usual. The DNR asks us to be patient and courteous with staff and with other people enjoying the parks.
You can find more information about state parks on the DNR's website. Oak Creek and Kenosha County are set to become home to two new natural gas power plants from We Energies. It follows unanimous approval from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. The utility says the projects, which will break ground this year, are part of a broader plan to replace aging plants and invest in cleaner energy sources. We Energies claims the Oak Creek plant will significantly cut carbon emissions, but critics from environmental groups say the decision locks Wisconsin into decades of fossil fuel use. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
A big night for Yelly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers managed to get a win despite a long rain delay. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Christian Yelich, who was just 2-for-34 in his last at-bats, hit two home runs with four runs batted in to break out of his slump.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Pretty tough start to the year and been grinding, and but it's part of the game, you know. And, you know, these guys have been trying to pick me up all year with finding ways to score runs, and nice to see some stuff pay off.
NFL, after a week of team workouts, it's the Packers' annual softball game tonight, started by Brett Favre, then hosted by Donald Driver, and now Jordan Love.
We're excited. My second year, kind of helping run the show. I know last year Donald was a big part of it, and he kind of passed the torch, which is pretty cool. So it's going to be 25th anniversary is pretty special. Obviously, the game's been going on for a long time, so to be able to, you know, take the torch and kind of just carry it and keep it going.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend. With partly sunny skies today, we reach highs in the mid-50s. And tomorrow, more sunshine, still stuck to the mid-50s. We get a little bit warmer on Sunday and Monday, flirting with 60 degrees with plenty of sunshine and dry conditions. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba will be here to break down all the news of the weekend. Kathy Giorgio, whose book has been banned in Waukesha, will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitler.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program, The Great American Betrayal, How We Lost Our Moral Compass, is the title of my daily takeover at HartmanReport.com today. And it's about how government is really, when you think about it, is really a moral force, right? We want government to do what is right, not what is wrong. That, you know, that's the essence of morality, right? And government as a moral force, even when it's a highly immoral government, is still taking a moral position. It's one you may not agree with. We may think it's terrible. But, you know, Russia, for example, saying that, no, you will go to jail if you talk about, you know, the Ukraine war and call it a war. You and I might consider that immoral. Putin considers it perfectly moral. So, you know, morality is a matter of definitions. But nonetheless, government is a moral force grounded in moral views of the world. And each of these different types of government, you know, whether it's, you know, the Saudi oppression of women, Russian violence against the queer community, the Iranian brutal suppression of the democracy movement, we would consider those things immoral. They all consider them moral. But nonetheless, it's all about morality. And America, you know, we've had some dark episodes in our history. We've not always, in fact, we've only rarely lived up to our stated basic set of moral principles. You know, that all people are born equal under the law, that power should flow up from the people rather than down from the leaders, that a free press, free speech, and freedom from religion are essential to liberty, and that defending the basic rights of all people to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is the core function of government. You know, we've had a consensus on these things until now. And now Republicans in the House of Representatives have inserted into their big, beautiful, must-pass trillion-dollar tax break for billionaires legislation a provision that would let the president designate any nonprofit, from Harvard to ACLU to the to your local Democratic Party, a, quote, terrorist-supporting organization. And that, you know, causes them to lose their tax-exempt status, effectively putting them out of business. And who gets to decide that designation? The president. And he gets to do it in secret. This is exactly how both Putin and Orban first destroyed dissent and free speech in Russia and Hungary. Trump has been pushing this for a decade, you know, from his trying to designate Antifa as a terrorist organization to his attacks on universities to his use of Stalin's phrase enemy of the people to describe the press. We have seen in America, if you look at the arc of the entire almost 250 year history of this country, we have seen major reformations. The biggest ones have occurred about every 80 years. Obviously, the first one we broke from England. The second one after the Civil War, we had Reconstruction and the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments that, you know, gave humanity and citizenship to non-white people, or recognized, embraced the humanity of non-white people. That was the first one after the Civil War. The second was during the Republican Great Depression, when FDR rebooted our republic and became, you know, basically our government became the supporter of last resort for the working class, which produced the world's first, more than half of us, middle class. We're down below half right now because of Reaganomics, but we were there for a while. Almost two-thirds of us were in the middle class when Reagan was sworn into office. And now Trump and Musk and their cabal of right-wing billionaires are trying to dissolve virtually all of this, replacing our democracy with this illiberal democracy like we see in Russia and Hungary, where there are still elections, but their outcome is predetermined. There are still protections for the press and free speech, but only when that speech doesn't challenge those in power. And only the wealthy can truly buy safety and security. You know, after the Saudi, Emirati, and Qatari governments each gave the Trump family massive gifts in the form of billion-dollar development and Trump hotel and golf course licensing deals, Trump made a speech in which he abandoned our 250-year history of advocating democracy around the world. You know, this is not something new. We've often failed in our mission in the past, but these, you know, for example, Reagan was, you know, supporting the death squads in Central America. That still haunts our southern border. Eisenhower's embrace of the Shah still rattles the Middle East. Nixon's tolerance of Chinese brutality led us in the name of capitalism to help that nation's communist leaders create the most powerful and really medieval surveillance state in the history of the world. But these exceptions, where we essentially supported these anti-democratic nations, these exceptions actually prove the rule. When we abandon our own stated principles, you know, like supporting the Shah, it backfires on us. It blows up in our face. The results are almost uniformly bad for us, for them, and for democracy around the world. And it becomes even more destructive when this administration rejects American values as it embraces bribes from foreign dictators, as it harasses journalists, as it imprisons op-ed writers, and as it threatens judges. Harry Truman was pretty explicit about this back in 1952. He said, "I stand for honest government. To me, morality in government means more than a mere absence of wrongdoing. It means a government that is fair to all. I think it's just as immoral for Congress to enact special tax favors into law as it is for tax officials to connive at a crooked tax return. It is just as immoral to use the lawmaking power of government to enrich the few at the expense of the many as it is to steal money from the public treasury." That is stealing money from the public treasury. And then Harry Truman, when he was president, this is 1952, he says, "Legislation that favored the greed of monopoly and the trickery of Wall Street was a form of corruption that did our country four times as much harm as Teapot Dome ever did. Private, selfish interests are always trying to corrupt the government in this way. Powerful financial groups are always trying to get favors for themselves." End of quote. And here we are. And Donald Trump, of course, does not share Harry Truman's worldview. I mean, Fred Trump raised Donald. Fred, you know, built a real estate empire through racism, fraud, and deceit. And he raised Donald to view every transaction as necessarily win-lose. Every rule or regulation is something to get around. And every government official is somebody to be influenced with either threats or money. I mean, Robert Reich laid this out in his brilliant Substack, robertreich.substack.com, yesterday. He said, "But starting with Reagan, America went off the rails. Deregulation, privatization, free trade, wild gambling by Wall Street, union busting, record levels of inequality, near stagnant wages for most, staggering wealth for the few, big money taking over our politics, stock buybacks, and the well-being of investors became more important than good jobs with good wages, and corporate profits became more important than the common good." End of quote. Greed is a type of moral stance. There's a moral argument that is made frequently for greed. David Koch made that when he ran for vice president in 1980. Ayn Rand made it throughout her life. Greed, however, is inconsistent with the history of humanity itself. I mean, I lay this out in the Hidden History of American Democracy. Margaret Mead pointing out that a healed leg bone in a 100,000-year-old skeleton shows that ancient humans took care of their own, right? That we have always been compassionate, essentially. Native American tribes dealt with people who stole or hoarded, even without the use of police or prisons. So the triumph of greed has historically been the exception rather than the rule. And when Trump said, I've been greedy my whole life, it was one of the few honest bits of self-appraisal he's ever tendered. And it should have warned all of us. Greed and hunger for power are ultimately anathema to our traditional American values. And it's high time we started to say so and teach our children the difference between a moral nation that protects its weakest citizens while promoting around democracy around the world versus an illiberal democracy like Russia, Hungary, and the vision of today's Republican Party. We've been better than this in the past, and it's high time we return to these moral positions that truly made America great. 15 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
Can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get ready to rock the lakefront. Racine Harbor Fest is back June 13th and 14th. This beloved music festival returns to the heart of downtown Racine for two unforgettable days of live music, mouth-watering food, and nonstop fun, all right on the shores of Lake Michigan. Friday night, kick off summer with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. And then turn up the energy with In the Sticks, delivering the best of live country.
Country girl, shake it for me, girl.
On Saturday, it's a double shot of high-octane entertainment, high-energy country from Bella Kane, and all the heart-pounding rock from Heart to Heartbreaker, a tribute to Heart and Pat Benatar.
Come on, old girl, you sip of the snack.
Two nights of unforgettable music, one legendary lakefront party. Advance tickets are just $8, plus VIP tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
Mental health is health care. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worrywart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today.
Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations
And to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When's the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is probably never. The problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing and find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4 at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. So go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM14.
A dream declared in freedom's name, a torch we passed, a sacred flame. But greed crept in on velvet paws, rewriting rights with rigged new laws. From gilded towers and whispered deals, they sold the heart, they broke the seal. Oh, say, can you see what we've become when justice bends and truth comes undone? The stars are dimmed, the stripes are frayed. In silence now our values fade. This is how the truth gets lost, when freedom comes with such a cost. We watched it drift like ash and dust. This is how America lost its moral compass. They called dissent a threat, a crime. Tore pages from the book of time. The ACLU, your church, your school, now marked as enemies by rule. They raised the tyrant's flag instead and cheered while sacred voices bled. The press, the vote, the people's will, all held hostage, silent still. But somewhere deep in battered soil.
23 minutes past the hour. So former Republican staffer Mike Davis has made headlines for social media comments in the past. He was supposed to be on Trump's shortlist for attorney general. He's, you know, hardcore MAGA. And he has a plan to get back at Supreme Court justices for not ruling pro-MAGA. He suggested that, first of all, the backstory. The Chevy Chase Country Club is surrounded by housing, and which includes where John Roberts lives and where Brett Kavanaugh lives, according to press reports. I've never been there, but. And so he said the president should house these terrorists near the Chevy Chase Country Club with daytime release. Right. And the Washington Post, you know, points out this is where John Roberts lives. Trump reposted that comment, which led Jon Favreau, who is a former Obama speechwriter, to post in response. The president reposts a suggestion from an advisor that he released terrorists near the homes of Supreme Court justices who've merely ruled that the government can't send people to a foreign gulag without due process. And then Davis replies to him and says, yes, then let's see how much due process you liberals want as we put terrorists near your houses. I mean, how can you not call these people fascists? Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has again confirmed, and Judge Paula Zinnes is just having fits around this, that Trump is supposed to bring Kilmar Obrego Garcia home. And you got Kristi Noem, you know, saying, oh, no, never going to happen. You know, he's, and if he does come back, he's not going to stay here. We're going to bounce him right out. This is wild stuff. Judge Zinnes has granted an expedited discovery. But here's the key to the whole thing. The Trump administration is now saying that they're invoking what's called the state secret privilege to avoid discussing this or sharing information with the public. This is affecting our diplomacy with a foreign state, presumably with, you know, the dictator of El Salvador, possibly with the dictator of Venezuela. I don't know, but they're just I think they're just making this up. And then the attorney for the Department of Justice, Jonathan Ginn, says that the Trump administration is complying with these court orders. But he also said Garcia will never walk free in the United States. And Judge Zinnes says he was unlawfully deported and, you know, you need to bring him back. And the lawyer says, nope, not going to do it. And then the judge asked the lawyer for Garcia, Andrew Rossman, if he had been successful in getting documents from the government so that he could defend his client. And he basically said no. He said of the 1,140 documents relating to the case, he only received 168 of them, and 132 of those were his own filings. The Supreme Court has ordered this return, and the Trump administration is completely ignoring not just the Supreme Court, but now Judge Zinnes's rulings. How long are they going to continue to be able to get away with this? Well, if the legislation that's built into this budget bill that allows the Trump administration basically to ignore court orders because they don't have to worry about being held in contempt of court passes, maybe forever. I mean, this is wild stuff.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And now Donald Trump is threatening ABC News again, along with Springsteen, Beyonce, and Oprah. He says he wants investigations into all of them. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concern about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now.
The latest milk production report was slightly bearish overall. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you midday on a Friday. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. Following the milk production report on Wednesday, fluid milk prices came off their highs by about 20 cents or so. Everegg broker and analyst Matt Tranel tells us what he saw from the production numbers.
Yeah, so production numbers were pretty well in line with expectations, maybe just a touch higher. April production was up 1.5% year over year. We saw some pretty positive growth in the Kansas, Texas, and South Dakota territories. We saw California was still down about 1.4%, but pre-report estimates were anywhere from 1.2% to 1.4% positive, so just slightly higher than that.
Matt Tranel joining us. He's a dairy broker and analyst with Everegg. That's EVER.AG online. After some initial downward action following the milk production report, fluid milk prices are trading higher leading into the three-day weekend. We'll take a look after the break.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to two more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
From Chicago, midday on a Friday, cash corn is trading down a nickel and a half at 457 and a half. December new crop corn down 4 1/4 at 449 a bushel. Cash soybeans are down 10 1/4 cents at 1057 and a quarter. November new crop beans are 7 3/4 cents lower at 1047 and a half. And July new crop wheat is 4 1/2 cents lower, trading at 540 a bushel. As I alluded to, Class 3 milk contracts are trading higher. The June contract up 14 cents at $19.97 a hundredweight. The July contract up 18 cents at $20.13 a hundredweight. That's a look at your commodity markets as we head into a three-day weekend. Markets will be closed for Memorial Day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend. With partly sunny skies today, we reach highs in the mid-50s. And tomorrow, more sunshine, still stuck to the mid-50s. We get a little bit warmer on Sunday and Monday, flirting with 60 degrees with plenty of sunshine and dry conditions. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. You've taken gazillions of great photos, your kids, your pets, your desserts, and then what? What have you done with them? FreePrints is the app for iPhone and Android that lets you print your photos, you guessed it, for free. With FreePrints, you get 1,000 4x6 photos every year for free. All you pay is a small shipping charge. Want something larger? Well, it's easier to print other size photos for next to nothing. There's no cost to download the FreePrints app, and it's simple to use. Just select the photos you want to print, choose 4x6 or another size, and you're done. Your premium quality prints will arrive at your doorstep in just days. No subscriptions, no commitments, just free prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, see for yourself why FreePrints is one of the world's favorite apps. Go to freeprints.com or download the app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's freeprints.com. Check it out. Go to freeprints.com or download the app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's freeprints.com.
The GOP Taliban is making their move. Changing the rules, got something to prove. They don't want your voice, don't want your choice. Trying to take your vote, trying to drown your noise. They're slamming the doors, cutting the line, saying your name don't match, so you're left behind. They're scared of your power, afraid of the day when the women they silence won't fade.
Past the hour, so the Supreme Court just said to Donald Trump, yes, you can strip temporary protected status from 350,000 Venezuelans. All these Venezuelans in the United States thought they were safe. They had, you know, legal permission from the government to be here. For Trump, though, it's not just the bad hombres. He's not just looking for gang members. He's looking for anybody with brown skin or who speaks Spanish. Yeah. By the way, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson dissented. There was an unsigned, this is, what's that called, the shadow docket, unsigned decision. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is issuing threats. He's bragging about how ABC paid him $15 million over the Stephanopoulos thing, where Stephanopoulos said he was convicted of rape and he was actually convicted of sexual assault. So he sued and ABC was like, we'd rather pay him off than fight with him. Well, this is what happens when you pay off bullies. They come back for more. And Trump is now ranting about how, you know, he says everyone, including their lawyers, has been told that ABC must not say that Qatar is giving me a free Boeing 747 airplane, because they are not. Instead, this highly respected country is donating the plane to the United States Air Force Defense Department and not to me. So he wants to sue them. He's threatening to sue them. And, of course, they are giving it to him. It's going to go to his library foundation. Now, I don't know why the media keeps saying it's going to his library after he leaves office, because it's not. It's going to his library foundation. Here's how this is going to work. Trump is going to use this plane as his personal plane, and he will allow wealthy people and big corporations to make donations to his library foundation to pay for the gas and the maintenance. I mean, it's that simple, right? I mean, maybe he'll surprise us all and do like Reagan did and just put the plane in a hangar, but I'm not betting on that. Trump also wants a major investigation into Bruce Springsteen. Seriously? Bruce Springsteen came out, you know, in London, and he doubled down on it, by the way, Saturday night. But Thursday night, he came out and he basically said, you know, we've got a fascist taking over America. And now Trump says, I'm going to call for a major investigation into this matter. It is not legal. And he's talking, he's also talking about Beyonce, Oprah Winfrey, and Bono. He says that when they attack him, those are illegal campaign contributions for the campaign of who? I don't know, whoever's going to run for president in 2028. He says these unpatriotic entertainers is just a corrupt and unlawful way to capitalize on a broken system. It's an illegal election scam at its highest level. It's an illegal campaign contribution. Bruce Springsteen, Oprah, Bono and others, many others have a lot of explaining to do. Why isn't anybody in the media asking about Donald Trump's mental health? I mean, isn't this like right on its face, prima facie evidence that he is deranged? And then he goes on this QAnon social media spree saying that he wants Obama pulled up in front of a military tribunal. I don't think Obama was ever even in the military, much less Trump, of course. But QAnon is accusing Obama of something. I don't know. So Trump comes out and says, Biden was not elected in 2020 and Obama ran the country illegally for the last 4 years. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Alex Jones quoting Trump or citing Trump. Now you know why President Trump is talking about military tribunals, says Alex Jones. Trump also reposted three AI generated, again, deranged. He reposted three AI generated artworks within minutes of each other. One depicting him as a fighter with a red cap, another a big muscular, you know, boxer guy, another wielding a sword. This is from the QAnon theories that Trump is battling an evil group of Democratic pedophiles who are trying to control the world with the help of Jews and black people. Crazy stuff. Absolutely crazy stuff. And finally, the Trump administration is working on plans to permanently relocate up to 1 million Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip and into Libya. Yes, Libya. Libya, which is in the middle of a civil war, has been ever since we killed Gaddafi. I think it was 14 years ago. In fact, our State Department says don't travel to Libya because of, quote, crime, terrorism, unexploded landmines, civil unrest, kidnapping, and armed conflict. There's only 7 million people in Libya, so this would be the equivalent, sending a million Gazans there, Palestinians there, would be the equivalent of the U.S. taking in 46 million refugees. How do you think that would work out? And then why? Why do they want to displace, you know, a million Gazans? Well, there's only 2 million Gazans there to begin with. Trump wants to build, he says we should own and rebuild the Riviera of the Middle East. He says, you can't live in Gaza right now, and I think we need another location. I think it should be a location that's going to make people happy. He says, I don't think people should be going back to Gaza. Right. So let's figure out what hellhole, you know, which impoverished country in the world is most likely to take these people if we give them enough money. This is crazy stuff. All right, what's on your mind today? David in Potomac, Maryland. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm not very far, actually, from the Chevy Chase Country Club. It was nice finally meeting you a month ago. The reason I'm calling back so soon is because this is a very important week for activism. I just called all three of my Congress members, and I encourage everybody else to do the same. As Representative Connor mentioned, on the agenda is the restriction of Pell Grants and the resumption of payments on student debts.
Oh, it's not just on the agenda. It's already started.
Right. They're doing it this week. Also, eliminating subsidies for interest on the student loans, higher payments for low-income students in default, a 30-year maximum repayment period, no hardship protections for default.
Yeah, all that stuff is off the table now. They're coming after your paycheck. They're coming after your tax return. They're coming after your credit scores. You know, the banks want their money, and the Republicans are there to help them.
And no protection against fraudulent student loans either.
Yep.
Elimination of the Graduate Plus program. And actually, my sister knows several students who have had to drop out of graduate school because they lost their scholarships because Trump pulled them.
Oh, my.
Yeah, she is a professor at the University of Texas, San Antonio, and he illegally pulled several grants to that institution, including one for $7 million.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, she came to town, and we celebrated my mother's birthday, which is really nice, but also she was set to have a symposium in town, this in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and they had to cancel it because of all these federal grants that have been yanked. My sister could not afford to fly her colleagues into town for the symposium.
Wow.
So she had to cancel the whole thing. But even while, when she was here, she was just on the phone all the time trying to mitigate the damage, try to continue to operate.
Yeah, the GOP has declared war on higher education. They do not want educated Americans. They do not want us to be the leader in the world in science and medicine and technology. They want to turn America into a third world hellhole. You know, I'm not sure why. I'm not sure if it's because Putin told them to or because they think that that's how they can, you know, get their taxes down to the point where they basically never have to support our country anymore. But it's insane. David, thank you. Thanks for sharing your story. That's amazing. 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars, I'll be right back with your calls.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed.
The Machine Shed, I-94 and Highway 164. Pewaukee.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? Hey, well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom. Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping on this great skincare. Louise just loves this stuff. Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
Triumph, and the truth is what I'm told. Fox and friends were weeping. Rudy poured champagne. They lit a fire of cheeseburgers and danced in the acid rain. It's Liberation Day,
says the guy with 91 indictments.
He's free from all the rules. Laws are just suggestions, right, with the Bible upside down and his fist up in the air. He freed us from democracy and common sense and care. He rode a golden golf cart down Fifth Avenue with flags that said you're fired and a mob dressed red, white, Q. They banned all books but
welcome
part
back,
of
51
the
minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, John in Lamont, Illinois. Hey, John, what's up?
I was just laughing at that music you just had on.
That's a good one.
I wanted to talk to you about the Hands Across Chicagoland protest yesterday. It was a 30-mile chain of people from Chicago all the way out to Aurora. So, like,
really?
The outskirts would be 30 miles long. Yeah.
Wow.
It was great. Now, when I first got there, it was from noon to two. So I got there about 5 minutes to noon, and I thought, uh-oh, this is going to be disappointing because there weren't many people in the segment I was assigned to, but in the next half hour, it kind of filled up. So I had heard 15,000 people signed up for it. I talked to someone, I think it was an organizer, walking around talking to people and taking pictures. And I asked her how well attended the rest of it is. And she said she heard it was like 600 people per mile. So times 30 miles, that's 18,000 people.
Wow.
So
who organized this?
It was Indivisible and DuPage Democrats,
wow.
The county of DuPage.
Isn't that great? That is just great. Well, John, thank you. Thanks for sharing that with us and giving us the heads up on it. I don't know how I missed it. Although I had a fairly busy weekend, but that is great news. John, thanks so much.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, both Chicago newspapers did not print a word of it this morning.
Oh, God. Seriously?
Seriously. So I wrote letters to the editor chastising both of them. We'll see if that gets printed. But
you know, if
it was on the news last night, though, on the local news stations.
But if a Democratic politician in Chicago had just, you know, farted, it would be front page news. I mean, but 18,000 people in a 30-mile-long chain doesn't make the newspapers. That's crazy. John, thank you for the call. Thanks for sharing that. Chad in Oakland, California. Hey, Chad, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was just thinking about, hi, Tom, first of all, first-time caller.
I've never done
this before.
Quite all right.
But anyway, I was just thinking, you know, I have relatives in rural Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they're staunch Republicans. I mean, they're true Trump supporters and so on. But I think part of the problem is they don't under, you know, I'm from the East Bay in San Francisco. And I know rich people. I know wealthy people because I have a small business and I interact with them, you know, in my business. Mm-hmm. And they have nice lives. They have good lives.
Sure.
I mean, they go on vacations. They, you know, they go to Colorado in the wintertime to go skiing and have they have cabins in Santa Cruz and, you know, all that stuff. And I don't think rural people really understand, you know, wealthy people. You know, they think that, geez, you know, if somebody's making $700,000-$800,000 a year, oh, geez, they're going to start a new business. They're going to do this and do that. Mm-hmm. They'll have a maid. And they'll have a lawn service.
Yeah, mostly what it means is they'll just take an extra cruise this year.
That's exactly right. I mean, multiple cruises. I mean, they golf quite a few. You know, they golf on Wednesdays, and I wish I could play golf. Yeah. I'd love to, but I can't afford it.
Yeah.
And so I think that's part of the message is that, you know, it's the message of, you know, during the campaign they go, well, you know, the average middle class person is going to spend another $4,000 or $2,000, you know, on these cuts, increase so on. But the argument should be is they can afford it.
Yeah. No, I get it. And what's ironic, Chad, is that back in the 80s when that TV show, The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, was on with, Robin Leach? American affection for wealthy people actually increased. It actually, you know, the opinion that the average person had of wealthy people just went up. I mean, it was a great promotional piece for them, I guess. So,
right. One more thing. Have you ever watched, there's a series called Alone on HBO. I think it's on Discovery.
L-O-A-N?
It's Alone to where people. I think it's on Discovery. Yeah, maybe. But they put out 10 people in a Canadian wilderness. And they fend for themselves.
Oh, alone, A-L-O-N-E. Okay, got it.
Alone, yes.
Yeah.
And during the winner makes $1 million. Mm-hmm. And through the series, they constantly talk about what they would do, how it would change their life of just $1 million, you know?
Wow.
And so if you, I don't know if you've ever watched it, but anyway, yeah, and they talk through the whole series. Geez, I love my family. This would change my life. And the same with Survivor.
That's incredible. I mean, I read a piece in Fortune magazine last year. In fact, I think we talked about it on the air, that suggested that, a safe retirement in America right now requires at least one and arguably $2 million.
Yeah. But the thing is that it, like in Survivor, the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what do I do to change my life?
It's that lottery mentality, you know? I think a lot of Republicans who support tax breaks for billionaires are thinking, well, you know, someday I'll win the lottery and I want to be able to keep more of it. It's wild. Chad, I got to run, but thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break with an Oklahoma high school. Well, actually, all across the entire state are going to be teaching election conspiracies as facts. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from barring Harvard from enrolling international students. James Sample is a professor at Hofstra University Law School.
If the administration does not back down, Harvard will fight this all the way to the Supreme Court, and I think Harvard will win.
President Trump is threatening a 25% tariff on iPhones if Apple doesn't make them in the U.S., CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
The president is pushing for manufacturing here in the United States, and so clearly this morning issuing this Truth Social post as a message, a warning to one of the biggest companies in the U.S.
Billy Joel has canceled all his scheduled concerts. The 76-year-old piano man says he's been diagnosed with normal pressure hydrocephalus, a rare brain disorder that causes hearing, vision, and balance issues. He's undergoing physical therapy. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Wallace.